And we've got Bethany Clock in studio from the SPCA serving Erie County. How are you? Happy Friday. Happy Sabres playoff weekend.
Yes, and Gina wanted me to mention to Brian that she blames you that we're playing Boston because she said that's not good.
Uh-oh.
So you're in trouble with Gina.
What, she's not confident?
I guess not.
I blame
and I guess
Gina.
That's why I'm here because she couldn't even look you in the eye. She was so mad. Just kidding.
Scarlett, I want to get out in front of this because am I right? Setter? Is that the markings?
She looks like she could be, right? She definitely does look like it.
I'm not a good... I'm terrible at identifying dog. People ask me all the time, oh, like, what kind of dog are you? I'm like, well, there's a boy and a girl. And I have no idea. Like, they're dogs.
They're mutts.
They're everything in between, but I feel like I knew this one.
You did.
She looks like a wiggler.
She is. So let me just tell you her background a little bit. Imagine this. Every time you blink, your eyelashes go into your eyes. It's got to be so painful. And that's what happened to this poor little dog. It's called Entropion. We had to do a surgery. And before that, she barely opened her eyes because she was in so much pain. And she's a year old. So I just can't even fathom the pain. But once we did that surgery, she is a different dog. She obviously, her eyes are open. And like I said, she's a year old, so she's got a lot of puppy energy because now she can see and play and have fun.
Oh, my gosh. I've never heard of that.
Yes. I keep saying it. I just can't imagine. Blinking, you just do automatically. You don't think about it. But if every time it hurt your eyes, that would just kill.
I can't imagine doing the surgery.
Right. Yeah, me neither.
I mean, that's a skill right
Our
there.
Our vet department is amazing. Yes, exactly. So she really needs to work a little bit on her socialization inside the kennel. So inside the kennel, she presents as a very different dog. She just doesn't like it there. But when she's outside of the kennel, she's never met anyone who's not a friend.
Oh.
So we are doing something cool. This morning from about 11 to 11:45, so when we open, our staff are going to have her maybe in the play yard outside, but if it's drizzly, probably not. But come on into the adoptions lobby. She'll be out there, and she will be your new best friend for sure.
So she's out of the kennel. So you can see her a little differently.
Yes, correct. Exactly.
What a great
Strutting
idea.
Around.
Strutting
just,
around.
Waiting
new
for
peepers.
Everyone to see.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hey, we had great luck last week, a week ago today, with our news hound, Henna.
Yes,
right?
Henna. So a listener heard us talk about Henna, and he came in and adopted her. Now, this is the dog who the entire community really came around. First, the Niagara County SPCA. Then she was adopted. Then her owner passed away. Then she came to us, and now she's in a new home.
That's great.
I know. And she was such a good girl.
Thank you for hearing her story and going to get her.
And now we got to do the same for Scarlett.
Yes, we have to. So if you can, come on in at 11 o'clock and meet her outside of her kennel. And if you come in after that, we'll take her outside of the kennel for you. Trust me. But
wow.
You've got some fun stuff going on starting tomorrow, right?
We do. So Northtown Subaru is a major sponsor of the SPCA. They have donated more than $160,000 to us over the course of a few years. It's incredible, thanks to their customers. And tomorrow we are having an adoption event at their new location, which is on Transit Road in Depew. There are going to be at least 10 puppies and at least 6 kittens that I'm aware of.
Ooh.
So if you're looking for a new young friend, come on down tomorrow, 11 to 2.
That's very good. And then you've got another, which is so helpful for the people, vaccination clinic coming up.
Yes. So it's for dogs. I forgot to say it last week, I think. So we have a vaccination clinic coming up Wednesday, April 29th from 10 to 3 at the Fairgrounds in Hamburg. You can get anything that you need for your dog, basically, up to microchips, flea and tick preventative, and shots, so rabies, lepto, DHPP. And so what you do is you just jump in your car, put your dog in your car, drive up, we vaccinate them, and you drive back out.
Do you need to pre-register?
Yes, you do need to pre-register, and you can do that at yourspca.org.
These are key because, I mean, a lot of these vaccines are big money if you go somewhere else, and your dogs need them.
Yeah, they sure do.
Because you're paying for the doctor visit as well as the medication.
It might be a little easier for the dogs in the car, too.
Yes, if your dog is not comfortable at the vet, this is the most ideal way to do it.
Yeah. Crack a window and
and a little
jab.
Yeah,
get
jab.
It there and speed off, and then you're all good to go.
But that's
awesome.
And I went once for the microchip.
Yes,
because I wanted my dog microchipped.
Mm-hmm.
It was $10. It was great.
Yeah, it's so, like, if this is something that you're on the fence about, come on down. We promise you won't be there for too long, depending on how the line is. Mm-hmm. And it's easy. Once they're done, I mean, you pay, you drive up, they get their jabs, like you said, and wave goodbye.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. Easy stuff. And that's all happening again Wednesday the 29th, but you do have to pre-register your SPCA.org. And Scarlett, we're going to find Scarlett a home here.
I hope so.
I think so. I mean, she's a beautiful dog.
She is. And with her new eyes, it's just a new world for her. And you could have so much fun teaching her everything.
And I bet that she's a really appreciative dog.
Oh, she's got to be. I mean, imagine going to sleep. You're in pain. You wake up, and all of a sudden, you can see, and you can open your eyes and blink and not
it's
be
amazing.
Hurting.
And she, you know, young dog, but so just got the surgery. Hasn't seen a lot. She probably thinks I look nice.
Everybody thinks you look nice, Brian.
She might be impressed if I walk through the door. I don't know.
You could have a third dog.
Go check out. No, do not need one. Scarlett at the SPCA today. And again, 11 to 11:45, you know, maybe out and about.
Yep.
All right. Well, have a great weekend.
Thanks,
and
you too.
You're off on vacation, so enjoy Florida.
Thank you. And you enjoy your vacation, too.
Oh, okay. Yes. I will.